Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast. Brad Mell and Matt Ellis on this one. Unfortunately, Matt Blanchard can't be with us, but he'll be back next week and he'll be able to give us his thoughts on the Yeovil game then. But I assure you, we've spoken to him this morning. We spoke to him yesterday. They are very, very similar to what we're going to say, I'm sure. So, what a start. Really good start. Really good day. Top down, everything, you know, on the pitch, off the pitch. And I think, Matt, let's start off the pitch because, you know, we had the marquee was up, there was the band, there was, you know, face painting, there was all of this going on. It's stuff that's sort of been talked about for a long time, but it's the first time we've seen it. And it really, really helped. There was a really great atmosphere outside before the game.
Yeah, there actually was. And we got down there a little bit earlier than we normally do just because we were going to go for a pint because the weather was nice and whatever. And there was a lot of kind of, you know, obviously that kind of area in front of the Iron Bar and the marquee was, I mean, there were cars coming through, but it was kind of sectioned off for basically like a little fan zone area sort of thing. And you know, it was good. There was a lot of people there. It was really surprising kind of when we got there, we thought, Jesus, there's actually people here. Do you know what I mean? And there was like a really good atmosphere. People just having a drink, just listening to the music and stuff like that. And just waiting to go in really. Cause I think there was some anticipation obviously to finally get the kind of season kicked off and stuff like that. And it seemed like a really good atmosphere before the game. So, you know, obviously the club's kind of made an effort. They've got the ice cream van there and as I said, the fish and chip van and kind of the face painting, the live music, all that stuff. You could kind of, the doors were open to the Iron Bar, so you could just go in and then come back out with a pint, which a lot of people did, which was decent. There was like surprisingly quite a few people there, and it was good. People were sort of relatively optimistic and stuff like that, going into what is obviously a pretty unknown sort of season really for us.
Well, just on the sort of the people being there, I think I know we mentioned it on the last one, but it is worth saying again. I mean, this is a lot of this is going to be down to sort of Lee Turnbull and, you know, Neil Wright as well and everybody that's sort of working behind the scenes there. Because, you know, we've said loads of times, haven't we, in the past that, yeah, we see the adverts, you know, trying to get people down to Glenford Park on Twitter and that. But they're the people that probably they're going to be there anyway. You know, how many times we've been saying, you know, you've got to get the, you know, the posters out there, you got to go meet people, businesses, that sort of thing. And all week it's just been posts of Lee Turnbull going and doing just that, hasn't it? You know, it's been everywhere. And I think it really did help because there was a bit of a boosted attendance. I know it was the opening day and you know, you get that anyway, but there was a lot more people there. And, you know, for once, actually, we really took advantage of that.
Yeah, I think you can see there's been serious effort made over the past kind of 6 weeks and sort of on the run up to this week to the game against Yeovil. Obviously, you've seen a lot of stuff, as you said, like kind of turnable going out into the community, trying to drum up some interest and stuff like that. And the club's obviously making a big effort to it because it realises that it needs to work hard to win fans back, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well, to make the experience as good as it can be and you know, get people down. Because that's the thing, really. You get people down, people will spend money and I think Matt was saying they reckon they took four times what they normally take in the Iron Bar, which is obviously massive. So yeah, that the effort's been made and I think that the fans in return for the most part made the effort to come down and spend a bit of money and provide the atmosphere. And you know, I mean, let's remember it was on TV as well, so you know, quite a few people could have just thought, no, I'll just leave it and stay at home, watch it in the pub or something like that, you know. So there's obviously been effort on kind of both sides there and it's good to see that kind of reciprocated, I suppose. And the atmosphere, yeah, it was really good. It was different to what I've kind of experienced in a while. Yeah. Down at Glenford Park, like genuinely sort of positive vibe, despite the kind of sort of halfway house we are in with the ownership situation and obviously the unknown of the National League on the back of, you know, a pretty, you know, abject relegation. So it's obviously there's been effort made there. And I think obviously that needs to be kind of commended.
Yeah, definitely. And that obviously carried on inside the ground as well, because I thought actually, you know, fans were great all the way through, wasn't it? You know, actually for once there's a load of noise, you know, and it lasted all the way through the game. And I do think it really helped. Shall we turn our attention to the sort of on the pitch then? Because I think for a lot of people, yes, we could have been and seen the friendlies and things like that, but this is the first look at this team and a first look at a lot of these players, you know, when you consider the squad that ended last season and the one that was starting yesterday. And you know, we've talked last game about, you know, not sure how Keith Hill's going to set him up, how it's going to play, but I think really, really, really impressive first half. You know, actually the whole game, but certainly the first half, I think was excellent. And it sort of was characterised right from the kickoff. I mean, literally the first kick, Nuttall played it back and then it was sent forward and, you know, we have a shot within our first sort of movement. And that sort of first 10, 15 minutes, we had complete control and it was just night and day compared to what we've seen recently. And by recently, I mean the last 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, to be honest. It was a team performance for the first time in years, really. Everybody knew what they were supposed to be doing. Everybody was giving 100% effort. You know, they were obviously listening to the instructions from the bench and the way the manager wanted them to play for the first time in ages. And obviously there's a few plays in there from last season, obviously with kind of like, what, you know, quite a few new signings, so it's a big difference against an opposition that in a league that we've not played in before, opposition we've not played for a number of years as well, and you know, a complete unknown quantity really. But again, you know, they turned up, they played some really, really good football at times, defended well for the most part, despite a little bit of shakiness, but you know, yeah, it was enjoyable to watch, and it was nice to see us kind of mix up a little bit because we were kind of happy to pass the ball out from the back, and there was some really nice moves, you know, going down the channels was, I thought, where we were kind of most dangerous. Some interplay between kind of O'Malley and Feeney kind of on the left in the first half where we looked really, really good. Final ball wasn't perhaps what it should have been, but we were getting forward and we were kind of making an effort to play well and things like that. And I think that, you know, as I said, you know, we played like that, but we went direct a few times and that was relatively effective as well. Boyce seems to love a long range kind of, you know, Hollywood diagonal pass. And he did that really well, actually. I thought he was excellent, but his distribution was really good. And yeah, it just seemed to click really. As I said, everybody kind of knew what they were doing. There was kind of an attacking emphasis there. They weren't afraid to shoot on sight. And as you said, a good kind of save within the first 10 minutes from an effort from Beeston, just inside the box, I think. And you know, we wanted to win a game of football, which is not something we wanted to do for ages. Not purposely looked like we were kind of, you know, on the pitch to win a game of football. We just, like, look, previously where we turned up to get beat, but Yeovil turned up to get beat, I thought.
Yeah.
But we just, you know, we did what we had to do. We should have scored more goals. We should have won about 4-1, I think. Apart from, you know, there was some really good saves from their keeper, actually. But yeah, it was excellent for the first time in years, and it felt like a kind of purposeful performance, where there was an end goal, where there was a plan, and it had been kind of carefully thought out, it had been executed, the players took on board the instructions, which they hadn't done, you know, in the past couple of seasons, really, and it was, you know, a complete sort of breath of fresh air.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Hill's been saying, hasn't he, you know, last couple of interviews he's done, that basically everybody that's come in and everybody that's already there sort of is buying into what he wants to do and, you know, the sort of long-term goal and things like that. But I do actually genuinely get the impression now from yesterday that is the case. And I think a lot of fans, you know, ourselves included, have been saying that, you know, yes, while the results have been terrible recently, a lot of it has come down to performance as well. You know, it's just not enjoyable to watch. But that yesterday, you know, we play like that all season, or even half a season, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was nice because there were some really nice moves. There's some nice interplay and there was partners. You could see partnerships on the field between kind of the wingers and the fullbacks and in the centre midfield, obviously kind of Butfield and kind of Whitehouse were obviously playing as a pair.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you said, kind of O'Malley and Feeney were particularly playing as a pair. They've been set up to work together to kind of exploit the weakness of clearly Yeovil. They were pretty poor in the centre of the park. Pretty slow, I thought, and kind of at fullback areas, they were there for the taking, really. We should have exploited that a little bit more, but we kind of identified that, and we've got the plays at this level that can hurt other teams, and that's what we play to our strengths, which is what you're supposed to do as a football team, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. Let's look at the first goal then, because it's about 20, 25 minutes into the game. It's played back from Daniel, isn't it? And it's O'Malley's brilliant ball into the box. And then Boyce is obviously still up there from, I think, from a corner, isn't it, from previously. And a great header on it. And, you know, if you look at sort of playoff games last season, this is where a lot of these sort of goals come from. It's sort of set pieces, isn't it? And it's sort of movements into the box like this. And we've wanted to score more goals like this, but it's really nice to actually do it. And great ball in, great header.
Yeah, really, really good ball and excellent cross from the left from O'Malley. And we know he's got a really good left foot. And kind of curious to see why he wasn't taking all of our set pieces yesterday, to be quite honest. But, you know, whatever, it worked. And yeah, good header from Boise, you know, got up really well and you know, kind of powered it into the corner. It was an excellent goal, really. good way to start. From kind of one of our more experienced players and you know, who I thought looked really excellent yesterday.
Yeah, very good
game. I thought he made it look easy. You know, he was good on the ball and he was very calm. You know, he did his job. He was kind of helping Taft through the game to some extent. And obviously the goal, and you know, you can't really ask for anything more than that from your centre back.
I'll say it's pretty much, you know, exactly what we hoped for when we brought him in, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, that's what we wanted. You know, he's got recent experience at this level, and he's 32, so he's obviously an experienced centre back, but he looked fit, he looked lean, you know, he looked strong, and you know, as I said, it was an excellent goal, but really enjoyed some of his kind of diagonal passing, which was really accurate actually, and it stretched Yeovil, you know, at the same time as mixing up between that and some short passing that they couldn't really deal with either, to be honest. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. Great start.
And I think it's nice as well that, well, we talked last episode, didn't we, about the fact that there isn't really a 20 goal striker in this team. And, you know, you're thinking that a lot, you know, the goals are going to have to be shared around. And we're saying that's going to have to include defenders, really, isn't it? So it's good that we've got underway with that already.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, the emphasis in this league is that the defending is not great, but defenders do seem to score goals, so they seem to score more than they keep out, which is a curious kind of observation, I suppose. But you know, I think set pieces will be key in this league if we want to do well, not just defending them but scoring them as well. And it's a really big outlet, and we've got players who can deliver a good ball into the box from dead ball situations, but from open play as well. And if we kind of get the height and the strength in the kind of, you know, in the box, we're going to score goals. Because I think, you know, seemingly, like watching some of the playoffs last year, you know, the marking is just non-existent. It's just like kind of look, if we clear it, we do. If we do, if they score, you know, that's what happens. You know, that there seems to be no real.
There's a lot of high scoring games, isn't there?
You know? Yeah, exactly, and a lot of that is from set piece goals, and you know, it's something that we'll look to kind of exploit. And obviously, kind of Ogle's got a long throw, hasn't he? So, you know, I'm hoping we'll be able to kind of use that as a weapon as well.
Yeah, well, let's maybe just have a mention on him, because I say we're starting to talk about some of the players. We've mentioned Boyce and O'Malley as well, and Tafton and amongst that. But let's talk about Ogle, because again, I thought he had a good game and he looks promising. Like you say there, we did see that thrower at times as well. That could be quite dangerous as well going forward.
Yeah, I really liked him actually, and it's the first time for a long time we've seen an actual proper right fullback. Start a game. We used to kind of square pegs in round holes, you know, kind of left backs playing there or centre backs playing there or like kind of row playing there. He's not really a right back, is he? So it's nice to see that the clubs have identified that, gone out and bought an actual specialist right back, and you could see the difference. He was good in defence. I mean, he made a mistake. Let's not forget, he made a pretty bad mistake for their goal, but other than that, he was really good. He was kind of solid. He got forward well. He seems to have a good ball in the box, a good delivery of ball as well, which was nice to see. And yeah, one of his deliveries, we were unlucky not to score. I think it was it Taft or was it Daniel who headed wide from a good ball from kind of the right wing position. I can't remember, but anyway, we should have scored plenty more goals, but it was about a foot wide of the post, but it was a good ball in and another good header. We did create a few chances based on the height of the team, which was good to see. But as I said, we've got good delivery from open play, and that's going to come from both sides of the pitch now, so that's going to be something difficult for kind of teams at this level to deal with. But yeah, I thought it was excellent, and I really enjoyed watching a proper right back, proper right full back for once.
As I say, we're going to half time 1-0 up. I just overall, as a half, you know, one of the best I've seen for a long, long time. Really enjoyable as well. You know, we looked pretty much in complete control. I think it changes slightly when we come back out. I think Yeovil first sort of, I don't know, 15, you know, 10, 15, they sort of get back into it a little bit. They're not really creating an awful lot. But I think, yeah, that first half, just pretty much excellent, really, from us.
Yeah, they didn't, and I thought really Yeovil, they came for a point really, and they didn't really deserve anything. I didn't think they offered anything going forward. Obviously they scored, but other than that, really nothing. And
it was kind a good of save on. At the end, weren't there?
Yeah, there was Dewhurst. A good save by Dewhurst with his foot late on. But again, you know, in any football match, the opposition team's going to get opportunities, so it's just about the concentration for 90 minutes. You know, which is something that we really struggled with last season, but that seemed to be there.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And on Saturday, and yeah, like we looked in relatively complete control. We probably should have been maybe 2-0, but I think 1-0 was probably a sort of fair reflection of the first half, because we didn't really get out of second gear, I didn't think.
No, we
played some really good stuff, but we didn't really kind of push ourselves to break kind of
did what we needed to do, though. You know, it's sort of,
yeah,
it didn't, you know, given sort of Yeovil and their standard, it almost didn't require that, really, did it?
It didn't really. And I think what Yeovil are a middle of the road sort of team in this league, aren't they, really? But at the end of the day, you know, that this is a Scunthorpe United team that, you know, for the past 4 years just hasn't performed at home at all, done nothing, looked out of sorts pretty much every game. And we've kind of been, it's a little bit of a treat that we actually didn't, not only did we win a game, but we won a game playing like a team where everybody had kind of purpose and they had clear instructions that they clearly followed, which was, you know, really, really good to watch.
Well, let's look at the sort of midfield a little bit. We've talked on the defence. We'll do it in relation to the goal, but whole game. Jacob Butterfield. I mean, that second goal gets the ball pretty much from halfway, carries it forward, and then one hell of a strike into the goal. It's a really, really nice goal. And, you know, two up, we're looking really comfortable at that point. But yeah, he had a fantastic game.
He's too good for this level.
He is, isn't he? He's too good for us.
Yeah, I think so. And you could see, like, he was really confident, kind of dribbling the ball out of tight spots, just kind of, even without his range of passing, the kind of close control, just kind of glided past Yeovil players. And his kind of spatial awareness was really, really kind of, you know, very, very evident. And, you know, his range of passing and things like that. But he kind of calms, sort of a calm and influence when he's on the ball, because, you know, he's not going to lose it. He's going to find a pass, simple, you know, advanced, whatever, you know, he's going to kind of pull it out of the bag. And, you know, and I'm glad that did he finish the game or did he come off right at the end? I can't remember now.
I think he finished it, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah. So obviously he's fit. And I think one of the things that we were concerned about bringing him in was his kind of fitness. But he seemed pretty much on the pace for the whole game.
Oh yeah, no complaints.
So that's good to see. And I think that, you know, it'd be keeping him fit. And if we keep him fit and he plays most of the games this season, then we're gonna be, you know, we would be absolutely fine, just because he's so good and he's so much better than pretty much every other player on the pitch. And it was so evident. And it's good to have a player in that position when they can control the game, you know, rather than just having, I don't know, a left back who's the best left back. That's great, but how much impact do they actually have on the game? Or somebody right in the middle of the pitch, who can kind of dictate play, you know, kind of just calm everything down and chip in with a few goals, is kind of priceless, really, at this level. And you know, what a signing.
Well, I think you summed it up really when you said it's confidence. I mean, even just think about the goal. Like I say, he carries it from halfway. Like, think back, you know, last season before, who have you got in the middle that sort of would take a run like that and then, you know, have the sort of confidence to sort of bury it like that?
Yeah, it's you know, it's nobody really. You know, kind of Easton Wood, but he's just been the fitness.
He's been off it, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, bless him. And I thought it was okay yesterday, to be fair. You know, not his best game, but I think it's going to be a project to get him back to like proper match sharpness, given that he's, you know, supposedly got long COVID or whatever, and he's kind of struggling in the past sort of, you know, since then. So, you know, but he was fine. He had a good game. You know, he was unlucky not to score a good goal, and we know he can score, and we hope that he will chip in with a decent amount of goals. But yeah, absolutely, as you were saying, it kind of Butterfield driving through the midfield and some really good kind of sort of what you call off the ball work from Nuttall and Daniel.
Yeah.
Just in that space to create this. I mean, originally there was a lot of space which was poor from Yeovil, but then they did close that space down, and he originally couldn't kind of make an opening, and then Nuttall and kind of the dangle they kind of paired off really, and then that space presented himself, and it, you know, it was a great finish. So yeah, it was really good to see.
Well, actually, should we look at Nuttall now? Because he's one that I've seen like a few people, like nothing really, but he's come under a little bit of criticism. But I think it's because, you know, are people looking at him to be a sort of out and out goal scorer? I thought yesterday actually he did an awful lot of work off the ball. I mean, like you say, on that goal, he's drawing players out, isn't he? He's looking fitter, he's looking stronger. I thought he had a good game.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And he's clearly been worked pretty hard in pre-season to get his fitness up to where it should be, because he looked very, very fit. He looked very, very lean as well.
He was struggling towards the end, and obviously did go off, didn't he? I think it was like he was doing a few stretches, you know, when the ball went out of play and things like that. So I think he was sort of locking up slightly, but, you know, a lot fitter than he has been last season.
Yeah, I think there might have been a bit of cramp there. But yeah, he had a good game. He didn't score, and strikers are judged on that. But you look at his goal record, he's not a prolific striker. That's not what he is. You can't suddenly turn him into that. Do you know what I mean? If he chips in with you know, a decent amount of goals, but also provides assists, provides runs, provides kind of hard work, he's going to be invaluable for the team across the season, really. And I understand the criticism based on last season, you know, and the whole, you know, thing where he stuck his fingers up at the terrace, which, you know,
well, completely different reaction as he was going off. I mean, like, everybody high-fiving him as he was walking behind that goal and everything like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, we saw that, because we obviously stood in the terrace, and he got a really good reception just kind of coming back past the fans, and that was nice, because I think they obviously you know, appreciated his effort, and he put a lot of effort in.
He's worked hard, you can tell.
He worked hard, not just in pre-season, but obviously on Saturday he's worked hard, so hopefully there'll be some goals. But I think that he'll be more of an asset for his kind of off the ball work. He's kind of, you know, holding the ball up, especially in this league, you need somebody who can do that and kind of compete against sort of big defenders, which he did. And their centre back, I think their number six was absolutely huge, by the way. So that was not being an easy task for him. But yeah, he did well. Absolutely no complaints from me. And I think he you know, if his attitude is right and his fitness stays up, I think he will be a good player for us this season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think another one who's going to be quite important this season is Feeney. And you've already said how he linked up with Omar, but I thought he had an excellent game. And I think, you know, he hit some of his balls into the box, you know, he's got a great touch on him. I think he's going to be very, very important this year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, club captain, you know, he's 36, 37 or something like that. He looks incredibly fit. He looks really quick for a guy that age. He's very good with the ball at his feet. You know, he loves a dribble, and everybody likes to see him take on fullbacks. That's what people come to a game to see, really, isn't it? They want to see a bit of skill and something like that. And he did that for most of the game yesterday. He attacked the opposition fullback, which is really good to see. And he got the ball in the box. Some of his delivery could have been better, but, you know, he'll get there. And I think he'll probably score a few goals as well. But yeah, he was really good. He was really good.
And also, I think, you know, we've not mentioned Whitehouse yet, really, have we? And I know Butterfield's sort of getting a lot of the sort of praise, but I thought Whitehouse was excellent and supported him really well.
Yeah, he was really good. And I think he was probably my second kind of player who came behind Butterfield in terms of performance yesterday, really, because, as I said, they'll be kind of working as a pair on the pitch and on the training pitch, and you can't have a player like Butterfield unless you have a player who plays next to him, kind of like Whitehouse, just for the kind of combative nature of it. You know, he'll be, you know, constantly running at players to take the ball off the toes and things like that, breaking up play and allowing the space to be there for Butterfield to kind of pick that pass and things like that. So it never works as just one. You always need two to create that kind of space and that sort of dynamic in the middle of the kind of, you know, in the middle of the pitch, and that worked really, really well. We were so much better than Yeovil midfield, and it was mainly down to those two in the centre, really.
Yeah, and as we mentioned before, so Yeovil come out a bit better than they did in the first half, and they do get one back after we're two up. As I say, Ogle sort of slightly loses it, doesn't he, in the midfield area, and they sort of break free, and they get it into the bottom corner, and it was a frustrating goal to concede, but I think we can sort of take a lot from the fact that, you know, we didn't fold in the way that we might have done a couple of years ago or even last season. We sort of reshaped ourselves. And yeah, they did have a bit more pressure from then on. But I thought, actually, you know, we managed it till the end of the game quite nicely.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of an anxiety there just because, you know, we know what's happened before.
What we do.
Yeah, exactly. We just, you know, it would not be a surprise if we didn't win this game. But, you know, after the kind of initial, they scored, and then they had like about a 10-minute period where they were on top, and there was some sort of half chances. And there was the one kind of sort of the back post header or whatever it was. It was really well saved by Dewhurst.
Yeah.
He got down really well. But other than that, really, they didn't cause us too many problems. But it was a little bit disappointing to see us kind of lose, you know, the ball like that. And there was an opportunity, I think, just after he lost the ball for, I can't remember who it was, for one of the Scunthorpe players to kind of bring the play down and just get a yellow card for a professional foul just to kind of snuff that out, which we should have done, really. You know, maybe a more experienced player would have done that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we need to learn. And it was unfortunate that we conceded. But the main thing is we won, really. And really, we should have scored 3 or 4.
Right? Yeah.
You know, their keeper made excellent saves again. Butfield should have had another, really. It was a really, really top save. A little bit disappointed that he didn't get another goal there. To kind of, you know, I think a 3-1 or 4-1 would probably be more reflective of kind of our dominance for sort of like 80% of the game, really. You know, so it was a little unfortunate, but, you know, at the end of the day, it, you know, it doesn't matter. No, not really at the minute. You know, the players as a team are still finding their feet a little bit, still finding their feet in kind of in a league there. We don't really know what to expect. But, you know, how we navigate the first 10 games based on, you know, fitness perspective, you know, like how the team plays, you know, against them, kind of, you know, a lot of teams that are based in the London area. So again, it's there's a lot of travelling to come this season, which obviously will eventually take its toll on the players. So it's just about keeping fresh and things like that. But, you know, relatively optimistic moving forward, based on that and based on the effort the club's made in the summer to kind of bring fan engagement back. And it's completely worked. And, you know, fair play really to everybody at the club. And, you know, hopefully we can push on and hopefully the ownership situation is sorted out as fast as possible and we get a few more players in, because I still think we need more players at this point.
Yeah, well, let's look ahead very slightly then, because obviously it's Maidenhead away next weekend, and then we play again on the Tuesday at Woking away. So we're not actually at home again for quite a while. I think it's 20th of August before we're next at home again. So, you know, two long trips, two away days. But getting that first win in, that's going to be massive for this team, isn't it? And what are you sort of hoping to see next week?
Well, I thought it was really important that we did get that win, because if we had drawn, there would have been a little bit of a downer on it. And I think there would have been a new record for the manager of kind of manager, you know, record for no wins in a row.
Winning,
you know,
it, yeah.
So we obviously, nobody really wanted that. And thankfully that's not what happened. And I think that it was really important that we did get that win yesterday, just to kind of, you know, show that we can win games, that the team has been assembled in sort of like the right way. All these things were really, really important, and you know, it's pleasing to see that did happen. But yeah, like moving forward, I'd like to see, apparently, I mean, I was talking to Neil in the Iron Bar, I think it was a half time actually, and he was just saying, you know, he's really pleased how everything went. Obviously, Neil Wright, the elected fan director. You know, I think he did say that we were expecting more players to come in, apparently. I'm not really sure how quickly that'd be, but he did say we've got kind of 4 we're expecting to bring in over the next kind of, I don't know what the time period is, but that's what we're looking at, because I think that, you know, kind of we agreed that the sort of starting 11 is really, really solid. But, you know, once you get an injury to one or two key players, we may struggle a little bit. So I think it's just about having those genuine options and to kind of be able to bring in case, like, you know, one of our better players gets injured and there's some quality to replace that, and also to give competition for those players who are on the pitch at the minute, because of course you can only have 5 sub, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't need a huge squad. You need a competitive squad with players in each position that can come in and do a job and make sure that whoever's in there ahead of them is on their toes for most of the season, so you get the best out of the players that are selected, you know, in the starting 11. So,
well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, you look at actually the players we've mentioned from yesterday. I mean, you think if Feeney wasn't on, you know, or if Whitehouse wasn't on, or if Butterfield wasn't on, it's a completely different game, isn't it, yesterday?
Yeah, there's less quality. The quality just, that, you know, if there's kind of those 3 come out, the quality's not there, is it? And they need to be there to provide that quality. Otherwise, you might have been looking at like a 0-0 draw or something like that. And the game wouldn't have been as entertaining as it was. So, You know, we need to, obviously, I think the club will be mindful of that, and that we are a little bit thin if we get a couple of injuries. And let's be honest, we always seem to get injuries. So let's just assume that we will get injuries. So that needs to be addressed. And apparently the club is addressing it. To what extent and to what speed, we won't know until we see other players going through. I thought there was going to be another signing like kind of late last week, but it didn't materialise. So hopefully there'll be, you know, there'll be some more coming through the door in next week, and you know, we'll see where we go from there, really. But it's in one of those situations. We could get a couple of wins together. We could have new owners within a couple of weeks, and everything looks just so different. It just looks so different. And let's hope that we can do that. We've kind of given ourselves that opportunity there with a really good win against Yeovil to finally build a little bit of momentum. And hopefully that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I think let's leave it there for this one. So as I say, brilliant day yesterday on the pitch, off the pitch, it's fantastic. Maidenhead next week. I know Matt's going to that one, so he'll definitely be back on the podcast next week, so we'll be able to chat about that and probably give a little bit of his thoughts on this game as well. But thank you for listening to this one, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.